Welcome to CEO Flow, the podcast that empowers passionate business owners like you to unlock the true potential of your success while embracing a healthier and more sustainable approach. I'm Natalie, and after running my coaching business for almost 3 years now, I've discovered that the key to achieving your best performance lies in ditching the constant push and force, honoring your body's cyclic needs, and finding your authentic flow. So join me as we dive into practical health and business strategies, insightful interviews, and transformative stories. Together we will transition from force into true flow, unlocking new levels of productivity, fulfillment, and well-being. Do you know these days where you just feel like a piece of shit? Like, where you just want to throw your business overboard and you want to hide under a blanket and cry. In the days where you just want to run away from your own thoughts and feelings. And don't worry, I don't want to get you into a negative downward spiral here. This is also why I'm laughing, okay? We're always taking this a little bit with humor. But when we are in that situation, it is oftentimes quite hard to take it with humor sometimes, yeah? But if you're feeling amazing right now, good for you. But I'm pretty sure that we all know these days and times. And I had one of these times for the past days. Like, I literally just felt so depressed and sad, and I really wanted to hide under a blanket, and yeah, I didn't really want to see anyone. I didn't really want to do anything fun. And I think I left the house maybe once to go and buy a present for my parents because they had their wedding anniversary. And while I was doing that, I just felt super insecure. Like, I felt like everyone was staring at me, and no one was probably, but you know, if you're feeling it, you're just feeling it, and sometimes it just doesn't really help to tell yourself, come on, it's just all in your head. And because I'm all here for cycle syncing, you might expect me to tell you, yeah, I was shortly before my period, so I just remembered that it's gonna pass in a few days and that it's completely normal, but that wasn't the case. I was actually in the middle of the first half of my cycle, moving towards my ovulation. And if you're not familiar with the different cycle phases, that is actually the phase where our hormones make us feel super motivated and confident and energized because we're all ready to attract some man and get fertilized. Well, I didn't feel sexy and confident at all. Still, while I'm recording this episode for you, I still don't really feel my best, to be honest, although I'm in my ovulation phase right now, but I'm sitting here with my cacao and all cozy. But the point of all of this is, and also the topic that I want to talk about with you today, is that we aren't robots. We aren't trackable beings, and we need to stop expecting ourselves to function a certain way. And it doesn't even matter so much why I felt that way, although I'm in the first half of my cycle, because there can be hundreds of reasons for that, but we're not here to intellectualize what is really going on in this moment, but to just feel what is going on in this moment. And what really matters is that cycle syncing shouldn't be a new way for us women putting pressure on ourselves or judging ourselves for not functioning the way that apps or books or courses or coaches or whatever and whoever tell us to. And if you've been following me for a while, you maybe know that I just recently switched from Instagram to LinkedIn as my main marketing platform. So little side note here, yeah, if we aren't connected on LinkedIn yet, let's definitely change that. You can find the link to my profile in the show notes. And this is also where I'm sharing lots of valuable free content. So you definitely want to hop into my LinkedIn account if you have a LinkedIn account. If you don't, it's maybe worth making one. So I'm currently spending a lot of time exploring the whole femtech scene on LinkedIn, which is all about technology focused on women's health. And I really love to see how many amazing startups are out there and how they are more and more opportunities for women to understand themselves and their bodies better and their cyclic needs. And at the same time, I see it happening a lot that women transfer their need of having everything under control from I have to function in the 24-hour rhythm or the 9-to-5 or whatever to I have to function in a perfect cyclic rhythm. And I hope you get what I mean here. Yeah, it's still perfectionism. It's still expecting ourselves to function a certain way. And I also know that for myself, when I started discovering cycle syncing for myself, I wanted it to be perfect. Yeah, so I planned my workouts and my food and my tasks and my events in sync with my cycle, and I tracked it with an app, which all definitely brought me closer to my cyclic nature, but I still expected my body to function a certain way. And if my body didn't want to function that way, and for example, my period didn't come on the day that I expected it to come, but it just came a week later or whatever, it made me feel super stressed. Because I didn't really have trust in my body. And this is where I'm asking myself sometimes if all this tracking and technology is really always bringing us closer to our needs, or if it's sometimes bringing us even further away. I've had clients before that have never really been in touch with their cyclic nature, or they just saw it kind of as an annoying byproduct of being a woman. And for them, starting with tracking their cycles and getting all the knowledge around it was super valuable, which is also why I'm providing you with all of this in my programs. But then I also, for example, had other clients that felt the biggest relief when I simply said to them, hey, just because you're in your follicular phase, it doesn't mean that you aren't allowed to have shitty days. Because they were so stuck in tracking their cycle and expecting themselves to function in that cyclic way that they didn't allow themselves anymore to not function the way that the follicular phase, for example, tells you to, okay? So not feeling super motivated and energized and, you know, being able to work on your tasks and think in a logical way and so on and so on. If you aren't familiar with the different cycle phases, I can highly recommend you to check out some podcast episodes. I have a lot about them, and then also there's a lot in the free training that I'm offering, so definitely check out the show notes after listening to this episode. And for them, or maybe for you, if you can relate to what I'm sharing in this episode, it is much more about learning to let go and to surrender or react to whatever it is that your body wants and needs in each moment. Instead of planning it all ahead and expecting yourself to get all the work done in your follicular phase, for example. We often tend to judge ourselves thinking, yeah, I need to be more disciplined, or I need to be more structured, or I need more routines that make me feel energized, and I need to work more in my mindset, and I need to be more grateful, and I need to be more this and that. So we're always in this thinking of, I need to fix something. You know, something is wrong with me. But the question is that truly what you need? Or is it maybe that you need to allow yourself to surrender, to allow yourself to just be, to feel your emotions instead of continuing to function? Yeah, to feel angry or sad or ashamed or lazy, even if an app is telling you that you should feel energized and confident right now. Because if you don't, then you don't. And of course, we don't want to get stuck in victim mode and in self-sabotage, but if your body is sending you signals, and this could be physical or mental symptoms, for example, like pain, like fatigue, like feeling depressed, yeah, all the things that I've been feeling for the past days, there is something that wants to be seen or felt. And if you keep on ignoring these signals, then you're clearly in functioning mode. And we don't want to function all the time, but we want to enjoy following our purpose, right? So what I did for the past days, just for some inspiration and also some real talk, I was in my cyclic high energy phase, in quotation marks, because like I said, I didn't feel that way. I was surrendering to it, yeah? So I cried, I was hiding a little bit under my blanket, I watched some Netflix, I went on walks when I found the energy, and when I didn't find the energy, I just stayed inside and I watched some more Netflix. And I didn't ask an app what's good for me right now, but I just asked my body. And after feeling a lot and then also distracting myself a little bit, because we're all human, I could slowly feel some motivation and energy coming back. Yeah, so I had ideas coming up, like the one for this episode, for example. So I kind of took my situation as an inspiration that I can now use for business content, you know. And then also today I felt like doing a workout and so on and so on. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that this phase of feeling depressed and blocked could have continued for way longer if I didn't allow myself to just take it easy, slow down, surrender to it, instead of expecting myself to function and to get all the things done that I wanted to get done because I'm in my high energy phase. And depending on how connected you are to your body, this can be quite challenging. So it's always nice to have a coach by your side, for example. Or if you don't, then you can, for example, start with doing daily body scans to find back that connection. Yeah, simple but very effective tool that I love to use for myself, but then also for my clients. The thing is, and that's just another reminder or also reason of why it is completely normal to have these phases where we just feel tired and down and we just want to rest instead of feeling motivated and energized to work on all the business tasks, is that you went from hustle mode and 9 to 5 or whatever it is that you're coming from to being your own boss and having a lot more freedom and being able to honor your needs more. And we then often forget that we spent most of our lives stuck in the male energy before we started allowing ourselves more freedom. So it is completely normal that resting and surrendering all the female qualities that they want to take over for a while to create that balance and harmony again. And not only for a few weeks, but more for a few years maybe, yeah? And it doesn't mean that you're worthless or wrong. It just means that you are part of a very new approach that is working or turning against our male-dominated world, against the hustle mentality, okay? And when I'm talking about the female and the male energy here, I'm mostly talking about the qualities, yeah? So the male qualities are more the doing qualities, yeah? All about like structuring, taking action, achieving goals, etc. And the female qualities are more about the being, yeah? So resting, for example, surrendering, dreaming, following your intuition, all the beautiful things that we really lost in our modern world nowadays. If you want to learn more about these and how your menstrual cycle naturally wants to create this state of balance and harmony between these two inside of you, then definitely grab my free training if you haven't yet through the link in the podcast description. That is where I'm really explaining you these two qualities and what kind of role they play within your cycle. And what I just explained is also the reason why if you're working with me, we're focusing mostly on the female qualities. And next to providing you with a framework, yeah, the knowledge around your cyclic nature, we are also releasing the blockages that are holding you back when it comes to surrendering to your body's needs, to these cyclic needs, to whatever wants to be expressed through you as an individual human being. Yeah, for example, being stuck in that functioning mode, yeah, thinking that you need to work harder to achieve your goals, etc., etc., all the things that are often accompanying us as business owners. So if you're looking for the next person that is hyping you up and providing you with more structure and telling you that it's all a matter of your mindset, I'm very sorry, but I'm not the person that you're looking for. But if you are looking for someone who's making you feel safe to let go, yeah, to feel your emotions, to make space for whatever wants to be expressed through you as a wonderful cyclic being, then you are definitely at the right place here, yeah? Because I'm guiding you with the right questions. We are working with your body's wisdom through movement, for example, through your breath, through body response, and you will definitely feel the magic and the effects of this wonderful approach, which for me is the way to long-lasting results in feeling more energized and happy in your daily business life, yeah? So working with your body's wisdom is what I'm all here for. And if you're interested in learning more, then definitely get in touch with me through my socials, or you can also just book yourself a free call. This is where we can have an easy conversation. Yeah, we can get to know each other and we can find out if and how I can help you with my mentoring or with other programs that I'm offering. You can find all the important links in the podcast description. And if you want to learn more about my work or also my approach, and you just want to get to know me a little bit better and also my energy before you dive into one of my paid offers, I can highly recommend you to check out the latest podcast episodes and then also the free video training that I already mentioned before. And there's also some more really cool free events coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. And I'm also always a fan of jumping into paid offers if you really want to commit and work on your health and your inner harmony, because this is where I can really guide you individually. Yeah, so we can make sure that we bring you to the results that you are longing for. So the quintessence of today's episode, you are not a robot, okay? So stop expecting yourself to function a certain way. What is oftentimes just in our head is not the pain or the feelings that we're experiencing, but the pressure that we create of why we shouldn't feel that way right now. And the sooner you start to learn surrendering to it, the sooner you will also have that inner freedom and harmony back, yeah? Because it's enough, yeah? It's time for allowance. And if you need help on that way, I'm here and very, very happy to guide you. So get in touch. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and share it with at least one other business owner from your network where you feel like, whoa, I think this is exactly what this person needs to hear today. And with that, I'm sending much love to you, and I will speak to you next week.